Chapter 35. After that, God said to Jacob, "Rise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to the true God who appeared to you when you were running away from Esau your brother." Then Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods that are in the midst of you, and cleanse yourselves and change your mantles, and let us rise and go up to Bethel. And there I shall make an altar to the true God, who answered me in the day of my distress, in that he proved to be with me in the way that I have gone." So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods that were in their hands, and the earrings that were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the big tree that was close by Shechem. After that he pulled away, and the terror of God came to be upon the cities that were round about them, so that they did not chase after the sons of Jacob. Eventually Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is to say, Bethel, he and all the people who were with him. Then he built an altar there and began to call the place El Bethel, because there the true God had revealed himself to him at the time of his running away from his brother. Later, Deborah, the nursing woman of Rebekah, died, and was buried at the foot of Bethel under a massive tree. Hence he called its name Allon-Bacuth. God now appeared to Jacob once again during his coming from Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God went on to say to him, "Your name is Jacob. No longer is your name to be called Jacob, but Israel will your name become." And he began to call his name Israel. And God said further to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and become many. Nations and a congregation of nations will proceed out of you, and kings will come out of your loins. As for the land that I have given to Abraham and to Isaac, to you I shall give it, and to your seed after you I shall give the land." After that, God went up from above him at the place where he had spoken with him. Consequently, Jacob stationed a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering upon it and poured oil upon it. And Jacob continued to call the name of the place where God had spoken with him Bethel. Then he pulled away from Bethel, and while there was yet a good stretch of land before coming to Ephrath, Rachel proceeded to give birth, and it was going hard with her in making the delivery. But so it was that while she had difficulty in making the delivery, the midwife said to her, "Do not be afraid, for you will have this son also." And the result was that as her soul was going out, because she died, she called his name Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. Thus Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is to say, Bethlehem. Hence Jacob stationed a pillar over her grave. This is the pillar of Rachel's grave down to this day. After that, Israel pulled away and pitched his tent a distance beyond the Tower of Eder. And it came about, while Israel was tabernacling in that land, that once Reuben went and lay down with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel got to hear of it. So there came to be 12 sons of Jacob. The sons by Leah were Jacob's firstborn Reuben, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar and Zebulun. The sons by Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin, and the sons by Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, were Dan and Naphtali, and the sons by Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, were Gad and Asher. These are Jacob's sons who were born to him in Paddan Aram. At length Jacob came to Isaac his father to Mamre, to Kiriath Arba, that is to say Hebron, where Abraham and also Isaac had resided as aliens. And the days of Isaac came to be 180 years. After that Isaac expired and died, and was gathered to his people, old and satisfied with days, and Esau and Jacob, his sons, buried him.